Here, we'll say, hope all is good, a good morning. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Aleph. And we're here at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis at the Mishnah. HaMekadesh Isha Ubita, O Isha Vachosa Ka'achas. If a person is Mekadesh, two women that he's not able to marry together, right? Obviously, a person is able to have more than one wife, but there are certain combinations that are not allowed, right? And for example, as the Mishnah says, right, a woman and her daughter, right, can't marry a mother. And her daughter. He can't marry a woman and her sister, right? Those are arayos. So if he does those together, right, ka'achas, if he does it at the same time, eino mekudeshes, right? It does not work. Again, just to, we've mentioned this many, many times, but just to recap, because this is important detail, right? When the Torah says you cannot do something, right, there's a difference in certain realms of halacha. Sometimes the Torah means you cannot do it, meaning it's aser, right? And if you do it, right, it works legally, it's halakhically viable, but it was also, it was inappropriate. Sometimes the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, it means you are unable. It is literally halakhically not possible and not viable to do something. For example, to marry your sister, right? Your person can't say, Hariya Mekudesh is lead to your sister, right? There's no halakhic, right? Anything that doesn't do anything, what's called the phrase in Chazal, there's no tfisas kiddushin, the kiddushin doesn't work. So too, right? If you would go to your mother-in-law, right, and say, Hare Am Mekudeshesli, that's not a thing that doesn't work. Or if you go to your sister-in-law, right, your wife's sister, Hare Am Mekudeshesli, right, that would be nothing. That doesn't work. A person that's one of the Arayas, you're not allowed to marry your wife's mother or your wife's sister. So here the Mishnah says, if you did it together at the same time, you're standing next to a girl and her mother, or a girl and her sister, and you say Hare Am Mekudeshesli to both of them, Ka'achas, at the same time, so that does not work, right? Even though you're not married to any of them yet, right, if you had been married to one of them, the kiddushin would not be tofes with the other one. But since, even though you're not married to either one, right, it does not work. And as Rashi points out, the important nafkamina is that ve'in achas mehen tzricha get, right, neither one of them would require a get if they would want to get married subsequently afterwards. Okay, fine. U'maisa, the story goes, b'chamish nashim, there are five women, u'behen shtei achayos. In this group of five women were two sisters. V'like adam echad kalkala shel te'inim, a guy took a basket of figs, v'shalah and haisa, they were actually theirs, but v'shal shvias haisa, they were from shvias, meaning it was Shemitah, so it actually was hefker, right, because you have to be mafkir fields during Shemitah, v'amar, and he said, harei kulchem, v'desh is lipo kol hazu, you should all marry me with this bucket of figs. Not the most romantic thing, right? But he said, okay, so halachically that would work. V'kibla achas mehem al yidei kulam, and one woman accepted it for everybody. And so what do you do in that case? But again, you have five women, two of them are sisters. Rama Chacham said, Ein achayis mekudashos. The sisters, right, are not mekudashos, because it doesn't work to be mekudash them at the same time. But the rest of them are. And obviously the Gemara is going to have to deal with this and talk about it. But that's the principle that we're starting off with, that a woman, you can't, if something doesn't work, we'll see exactly what the reason is. But if you mekudash, let's say a girl and her sister, or a girl or her mother at the exact same time, right, even though you're not necessarily married to one of them yet, so then it is inu mekudeshes, it does not work. Now, minani mili, how do you know that this is true? So, Amar Rami Bar Chama says, Amar Kral Pasuk says, Isha el achosa lo sikach litzror. A woman is not allowed to take, right, her wife's sister, right, litzror, to make a tzara, as the Gemara says, a tzara amra b'shashan, that's a tzara zulazu, right, in a scenario where they are made tzaras, right, that's the phrase right at the beginning of Yivamos, if you remember, that a tzara is a co-wife, you can't have sisters as co-wives, lo yeha lo likuchen, afilu ba'achas mehem, if for whatever reason they're going to turn out and become co-wives, so the marriage should not work by either of them, and that's what the pasuk says, right? Isha elachosa, right? A woman and her sister, lo tikach, you cannot take her, litzror, right? To become co-wives. So it's as Darshan's out, if there's going to be a co-wife situation, lo tikach, if you're going to marry both of them together, right? It doesn't work. That's Rami Bar Chama's. Rami Bar Chama's din. Amalei Rava said, what do you mean? Yeah, if that's true, if that's what we're talking about in a case where you did it both together at the same time, the Pasuk says, not right away, but it'll, if you look at the Torah or 11 Psukim later, it says in the same context though, you get kares for violating this Izzer. What do you mean? If the whole Pasuk is telling me that if you try to marry two sisters at the same time, it doesn't work, right? There's e tfizas kiddushin. There is no marriage. There's nothing. There's nothing halachically. So why in the world would you get kares for such a thing? Right, that doesn't work. Elam Rava means, instead of the Pasuk must mean something else. The Pasuk says, must be in a scenario where he married the girls one after the other. Right? And meaning, so the Pasuk is not talking about a case of both the women at the same time. That doesn't help us. So why, therefore, if you try to marry them both at the same time, does it not work? So it says, says Rava, it's like Rava, Rava's Shita, Dama Rava, Kol Sheino Bezerah Chazah, Afilu Basachas. You know, Rava says this principle, this concept, that if you can't do something one after the other, like you can't marry a girl and her sister back to back, right? That doesn't work because you'd be married to the first one and not the second one, right? And saying "Hare Mekudesh" to your wife's sister is nothing, doesn't work. So therefore, you also can't do it at the exact same time, right? So Afilu Bavas Achas Eino doesn't even work at the exact same time. Okay, good. So that's how Rava explains our Mishnah. Now let's discuss, let's discuss this case. This is one of basically two topics that we will have on the daf. We'll get to the second one right when we get there. So Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Amar Rava, Kol She'eno B'zeh Chozeh, Afilu B'Asachas Eino. Right, if you can't do something one after the other, you can't even do it at the exact same time. So I mean, it doesn't work. So Esvei Abaye has a kasha like this. Hamarbe B'Meiser. Perosov, I'm sorry, Hamabr Meiser. If a person gives too much Meiser, right, if you look at Rashi, Ha'amafresh Echad Mechamisha, Shemona Arba Lechulin Betzadzeh, Madim Chamishas the Meiser, right, you give 1/5 instead of 1/10, right? Meiser, obviously, you have to give 10% of your crop to the Levi. So let's say you give it 20%. So if you do that, right, so then Perosov Medukanim, the Peros, meaning the rest of it, or the rest of the produce, let's say you have 100 pounds of fruit, and you give 20 pounds for Meiser. So the remaining 80 pounds, that's fine. Right, that works. But Meiser of Mekukolim, but your Meiser, the 20%, that's bad. That's messed up. Why? Because you have Tevel Meiser, Mirov, and Zavazet. Right, because of the 20% that you're giving, right, you're only supposed to give 10% for Meiser. So the 10% is Meiser, and 10% is Tevel. But it's all mixed up together. And you don't know what to do. Right, so you can't eat any of the 20%. Even though the other 80% is fine, but you can't eat any of the 20% because you got Meiser and Tevel mixed up together. Meaning the extra 10% doesn't latch on to the 80% to allow you to eat it. So Avamai said, "But why is that true? Mnema kol she'ena b'zerah chozeh afilu b'asachas eino. Why don't we apply this principle of Rabba that if you can't do something back to back, right? You can't if you have 100 pounds of stuff and you take 10% from Meiser." Good, and that's normal, fantastic. And then you go take another 10% from Meiser. That's not a thing, right? That doesn't do anything. That has no legal significance. So why shouldn't it work, therefore, at the same time, right? And also, according to Rabbi's principle, it shouldn't work when you say this 20% is Meiser, and therefore the 20% should be nothing, meaning the whole thing should still be Tevel, right? Your act of separating Meiser should be not a thing. So Amalei said back then, no, Shani Meiser, do you say the Chatzai? No, Meiser is different, because you could actually do it in halves. What do you mean? The Amar, because if you would say Tiskadish Palga Dechitai Kadsha, because if you could say half of each fruit, let's say it's apples or whatever, Dechitai is wheat, I guess, but you could say half of the wheat could become Mekudosh. So therefore, when you're saying you're taking, you could theoretically take 10%, meaning, you could say, really, I took 20% of the apple, in our case, it was apples, and I took 20% of the grain, right, but I really meant that of the 20% of the grain that I'm taking, only half of each grain should be Meiser, and that would be 10%, and that would be fine. But obviously, by the case with two sisters, obviously, you can't be Mekadosh half of them, so therefore, the whole thing, right, is thrown out. Okay, good. As the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vare Meiser Behema. What about a case of Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema, right, a person has to, that you have to give Meiser from your flock, if you have a flock. And basically the way they would do it is they would put the animals into a pen, herd them all into a pen, and there's only one exit. And they'd send the animals through that narrow exit, and the guy would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the 10th one, right, he would mark with like a red piece of red paint or something. Right, that would be Meiser, and then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Meiser Behema. Now, what about Meiser Behema? The Lekha Lechatzai, and obviously you can't be Makdish half an animal, the Lekha B'Zechazah, but you can't do it, and you can't do it one after the other, right? If you would say, this is 10, and this is 10, right? And you can't say this is 10 out of 10. That doesn't work. If Amar Rava, right, just numbers wise. If Amar Rava, the Gemara is going to actually counteract that, but okay. If Amar Rava, but Rava says, right, Yatsu Shnayim Basiri, but if two animals kind of squeeze through the entrance, right, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then two animals squeeze through, and Vikar and Asiri, see, and you know, they're like, oh, that's 10 and that's 10. Vikar and Asiri, and then you call, I'm sorry, and then you called it 10. Right, and then Asir v'Chadus from Rav and Zavazah. So that really, that's 10 and 11. So those are mixed together, and they both become kadosh. So, but according to Rabba, right, it should be nothing, since you can't do 10 and 10 back to back. Right, you can't say this is 10 and that is 10. Right, so if you did them both, they said they were both 10 at the same time. Right, it should be completely not valid, and your action should be nothing, and they should both be not kadosh. As Gemara says, Chinese Maisa Behema, the Ise Betos. No, so Maisa Behema is a little bit different. Why? Because you can theoretically make a mistake. There is an ability to make a mistake. The time, this is a Mishnah Bechoros, Krala Chi Asiri. Because if you made a mistake in the counting, you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Ula Asiri Chi, and then you're like, 9. Right? And then Ula Chadasar Asiri, and then the 11th one you called 10, so Shlosh Tomekudoshin. Right? All of them, right, are Kadosh. Right? That's the Allah. Again, in the case where there's some sort of mistake, right, so all of them are kadosh. So the chora we do see, right? Again, we don't see that. We don't say that efshar b'zechar zeh. We don't say it's impossible to be mekadesh these two animals one after the other, and therefore this whole concept is not relevant because, right? Obviously, Rabba's principle is that if you can't do it back to back, so then you cannot do it at the same time. Well, here we see you can do it back to back, so therefore this is not shaykh. Harei toda. But what about a case of a korban toda? Korban toda. Back in the day, would be, nowadays we say a gomel, or we make a sudas mitzvah, a sudas soda, but back in the day it would be a korban toda, it would be a korban, and you get 40 loaves of bread, 10 of them chametz, 30 matzah, that would be the korban. Obviously you can't, and you have to eat it by nightfall, and that's the idea, that the chazal, again, the moshes farim bring, and that you, the korban toda is basically, it's impossible for you to eat it all by yourself, 40 loaves of bread, so you must, by definition, invite other people to help you eat it, and there you can be makir tov and tell the story of your, you know, hashkash baruch hu's hashkacha and taking care of you, etc. Again, that's the makir for, you know, suda soda or whatever. So that's the deal with korban toda. What's the korban toda? So what's the deal? How does that help us over here? Right, toda delasa v'tos, right, you can't make, like, a mistake. There's no such thing as a mistake. Rashi says over here, if you had intention to be makdish, right, one type of flour, and you're makdish a different type of flour, so the other type of flour, right, is not kadosh, right, again, because by kajim you can't. But if you make a mistake by kajim to be makdish something, right, it's not shayach. So you can't say you made a mistake, right? Like we said before, by 9, 10, 11. But less than nami bizar chazeh, and also it doesn't work back to back. If you say these 40 breads are coming with me, and then you say these 40 breads are coming with me, so then obviously the first ones are relevant, and the second ones are not shaykh. Bar v'itmar, but we have, it was said in the Beis Medrash that Tovda Shenishkazal Shmonim Chalos. If you have, let's say, you brought 80, instead of 40, you brought 80 loaves of bread. Chizki Amar Kachi La Arbaya Mitoch Shmonim, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kachi La Arbaya Mitoch Shmonim. Machlokas, whether you get 40 out of the 80 are Kadosh, meaning is it 40 out of the 80 are Kadosh, or none of them are Kadosh? Right, again, according to Chizkiya, right, even though you're trying to be Makdish half of them, right, and you're taking both of them together, right, apparently it does work to be Makdish, even though it's unable to do it one after the other. So the Gemara says, no. What lavi marla, the Gemara says, that's not our, that machlok is not our case at all. But because I was said about this case, that Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, hakol modim kol hecha da amar kachi le arbaim mitok shmonim kachi. Everybody's masking. If a guy's got 80 pieces of bread, or 80 loaves of bread, and he says, I want 40 out of the 80, that's fine. Lo yigdishu arbaim ela im kain kachi shmonim lo kachi. If the guy says, I don't want 40, I want all of them. Meaning, I only want 40 to be kadosh if all of them can be kadosh. Then obviously, that's no good. No one says you can be makdish 80 loaves. So the Gemara says, lo nechlu l'machlokas is, in our case, is bestam. When the guy who just showed up with 80 loaves of bread. So Marsav Rechizki says, Chizki holds l'achrayis kamachavim. That the guy is just bringing them for backup in case something happens to the first 40. And that's fine. I mean, therefore, the first 40 are kadosh. That's what he said. V'marsa, Rabbi Yochan says, the korban gadol kamechai. I mean, the guy really wants to bring 80 loaves. He doesn't realize that, and since that's not a thing, right? So then it's not kadosh whatsoever. And that's literally Rabba's shita, right? That if eno b'yochol b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasachas eno, so that's not a kasha against Rava at all. Okay, v'Rava lama le'lishne ikar Abba. So the Gemara just asks, why did Rava need to bring in Rava? Right? Again, Rava said the whole reason you can't marry, or if you're mekadesh two sisters at the exact same time, right? It doesn't work because, right, again, Rava's principle, that Rava's concept, that if you try, you can't do something back to back, but you also can't do it at the exact same time. Why didn't you just say, typically, why didn't you just say, Kedushin Shein Mishrin L'Bia Ninu? It's a Kedushin that you can't have Bia with, that you can't set up Bia. Meaning, the whole point of Kedushin is to lead to Bia, as we'll see in a second. And that doesn't work. Right? Obviously, if you're Mekadesh two sisters at the exact same time, right, you can't have Bia with them. Theoretically, right, in order to be able to have Bia with one of them, right, you'd have to know which one of them was your wife and which one of them was your wife's sister. And obviously, since you can't know that because you're Mekadesh both of them at the same time, you can never have Bia with them. So why don't we say that it's a Kedushin She'eim Mesurin L'Bia? So Gemara says, yeah, in a Chanami, but L'Dvar, the Rami Bar Chama Kamar. He was only responding to Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama, right, had brought that Pasuk. Right, the Pasuk says, Isha Elachu Salu Sikach Litzror. Right, and then so he was responding, right, according to that pasuk, right, that basically that pasuk, see, again, Rabbi Bachama said that pasuk means that if you marry two girls at the exact same time, right, to become co-wives, it doesn't work. And Rava was saying, what do you mean? The pasuk says afterwards that you get kares, right? So what it means, according to that, right, the reason that you would say, according to that scenario, that if you can't do it back to back, right, then eno b'vasagas. But Yechanami, he could have brought the, what's it called, the concept that they're not Mesurim Levia. Meaning, in a chinami, I mean, that you could have used that pasuk, what he meant, you could have used that pasuk as a stepping stone, as a launching pad, to get to Rabbah and say, yeah, since you can't marry two sisters, since you can't do it b'zeh achazeh, right, you also can't do it at the exact same time. Not that the pasuk, according, like you said, Rabbi Barachama, means that you can't marry two sisters at the same time. What the pasuk means, you can't marry a sister back to back. And once you can't marry a sister back to back, so that pasuk could then be used to teach me, right, to get to Rabbah's shita, that if you can't do it back to back, you can't do it at the exact same time. But Enechanami, he could have just said, because it's not a condition that's Mesurin Labia, and that brings us to the second topic of today's daf, and this is going to take us onto daf nun beis. It Maru said, Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia. Let's say this, for whatever reason, some sort of halacha, that you cannot have Bia with the woman you're trying to marry, and that's in case where, let's say, there's a suffix specifically, Rashi says, if this is a suffix, Rashi gives a case, he go to two sisters, he has one pruta, he has one coin, and he says, one of you guys marry me with this. So since you can't figure out, right, since it's a suffix, which sister it was, right, so you're not allowed to have Bia with either one, because one of them might be Ishas, the wife, the Achos Isha, the sister of your wife, and that would be one of the Arayos. So since you can't do that, so that's Kedushin Shein Mesurin L'Bia. That's a Kedushin that you're not allowed to end up having Bia with. So if that's the case, right, so Abai Amar Havi Kedushin, Rava Amar Lo Havi Kedushin. Abai says it is a Kedushin, and Rava says it is not. Rava Amar, Rava says, Barahina Asbrili, Barahina explains to me, Kikach Ishu Bala, Pazuk says, you marry a woman and you have Bia with her, so Kedushin and Mesurin L'Bia have a Kedushin. Kedushin Shein Mesurin L'Bia Lo Havi Kedushin, right? The Kedushin only works if it is Mesurin L'Bia, if it could potentially lead to Bia, based on that puzzle. So tonight, we learned in our mission that the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of proofs for and against Rava and Abaye, right? And again, this is going to go on to tomorrow's daf. Tonight, we learned in our mission. Amakadesh Yishu Bito, Yishu Echozik Achaz Enim Kodeshes. Right, again, we had in our mission, if you marry these two women who you're not allowed to marry back-to-back at the exact same time, it does not work. Ha'achaz Me'ishu Bito, Me'ishu Echozik, but if you try to marry one of them, right, meaning that, again, you didn't say which one it was, but they were, both of them were standing there, and you gave a pruta and said, one of you should marry me, mekudeshes. That seems to imply, right, that it is mekudeshes, right? The Mishnah seems to specify if you try to be mekadesh, both of them. But if you try to be mekadesh, one of them, right, that seems like it would work. Why is that true? Right, Kedushin Shein Mesurin L'Bia Ninu, right, you can't know which one it is, right, and therefore you cannot be with either one. V'tiv t'rava, and that's against Rava, who says that Kedushin, She'ina Mesurin L'Bia Lo Havi Kedushin, right? Again, kind of the implication is that it would be a Kedushin. So Amalecha Rava, Rava would say, no, L'tamei Seifa, what do you mean? Right, that doesn't work, according to you. Because not that, Enechanami, that's a Kashami, but the Seifa, Is a Kashan Abaye who says that Kiddushin Shein Mesir and Labia is a Kiddushin. What's the Sefer? Again, the whole case where there's five girls, and he took the basket that actually was theirs, but it was Shemitah, and therefore you could use it, it's Hefker. And he said, marry me. So I'm what the Chacham say, the sisters out of the five are not Mekudashas. So it says Rava, that's a problem for Abaye. Why? Because Achayos who the Inim Mekudeshes, right? It's the sisters who are not engaged or married Mekudeshes to this guy. Hanachrios, not that doesn't mean Goyim. That means the other three that are not related, right, are Mekudesh, right, or Mekudeshes to this guy. Heichidami, what is the case exactly where he gave there the figs? Ilema de Amar Kulchem. If the guy said, I want all of you to marry me. Right, meaning the sisters and the girls who are not related. So that is a case. Kniat v'chamorhu. Right, that's a case where there's a similar, basically the comparable case where, if you say in a monetary case where you say I'm going to give you and the donkey possession of this. Right, you're holding a, I don't know, an iPhone or whatever it is, and you're holding a recorder, you're holding a computer, you're holding $100. You say I want you and your donkey to acquire this. Right, very at the same time. So the Gemara says, and the halacha with that is obviously a donkey cannot acquire. So that's the same comparable over here. It's the same thing, right? I want you, all of you five, to marry me. Well, two of these people are not allowed to marry you. So that's like you're saying kni ad v'chamor. It's like saying I want you and the donkey to acquire. Ad v'chamor lokana. That's not a thing. That doesn't work. Meaning that doesn't work regardless. We don't say that obviously a donkey can't acquire it. So therefore the person he's talking to gets the whole thing. We say that the whole thing is batal. The whole thing is nothing. So why don't we say that over here? Meaning obviously that can't be the case over here because otherwise the whole kiddushin would be nothing. Elalavs, or rather, madamr hu la'achas mikem. Right? It must be where he said I want one of you. Right, to marry me, right? But he didn't say which one. Vikatani, and the case here is Enachas Mekudashos. And the women, well, we say that the Mishnah says that the sisters, right, are not Mekudash to them, meaning we definitely, right, definitely not one of the sisters, right? The Shiloh is not one of the sisters. He's only trying to marry one of them. It's clearly not the two sisters, right? So it must be, right, that the Kedushin is. Because it must be that Eina Chayos Mekudashos, that must tell me that Kiddushin She'ein Mesir and Labia is not Kiddushin. Right? Apparently, it's against Abaye, because if just the fact that we are excluding the sisters from the equation, right, tells me, right, that they're not one of the girls who could have married, who could be married to this guy. Okay, fine. So basically, we're back with a problem with both of them. Right? Meaning, we had a kasha on Rava from the Reisha. Rava responded, "I got okay, well, fine." But the Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah, is a problem to Abaye Shita. So, but nobody answered anything. I mean, so we're left with a kasha on Rava from the first part of our Mishnah, and a kasha on Abaye from the second part of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Rava and Abaye would be mataris. They'd explain our Mishnah." Right, differently to be shaykh and relevant to their own shitas. So Abaye mataris l'tamei, Rava mataris l'tamei. Right, they both explain according to their own shitas. Abaye mataris l'tamei. Abaye would line up his shita like this. Again, makadish isha ubita o isha v'achos ka'achas and mekudeshes. Again, that's a quote from our Mishnah. Right, in the beginning of our Mishnah. Right, meaning the seifa was really a problem for Abaye, but he would start off like this: that if you marry, if you try to be mekadesh a woman and her sister, or a woman and her mother, or really daughter, right? So it doesn't work. Ha'achas misha bita ume isha v'achos mekudeshes, right? Implying that if you gave one pruta to both of those women, and it didn't clarify which one. Right, that would work, right? Even though he didn't say, because even though it's kedushin she'ein mesir and labia, even though you can't have you with either one of them, it's still mekudeshes. But if then he said haruya labia diskadishli, if he would then say whichever one of you is roi for bia, who I'm able to have bia with, right, that should be the one who's married to me. So then ain't mekudeshes. That doesn't work because right, that's obviously clearly right. The kedushin is dependent on. Right, whether they can have bia, right, and then right, neither of them can because we don't know which one it is. Umaisanami, and then that's what the second case, that's what the seifa is built upon. Umaisanami, chamesh nashim, v'hem Shnei Achayos. They have five women. Included in that list is two sisters. Felike Necha Kakal Tel Shaldanim, right? Again, one of them Kakal Tanim. Velmar, and he said, Haru Li Mikem Tiskadishli, whoever is roy to me, whoever is able that I can have Bia with, should marry me. And that's what Chachamim say, Ein Achayos Mekadash, is that the sisters are not Shaykh, but it's one of the other. It's one of the other girls. And Echanami, since they're not shaykh, right, to the t'nai that he made, right, that only if you are roi to bia, right, that you should be mekudesha. So that excludes the sisters. But in general, if he had not made that t'nai, right, then there would be a kiddushin, right, even if it wouldn't lead necessarily to bia. And that's a Rava Shita, right? That's a Bayi Shita, that the kiddushin, she'emesir and lebia, right, have a kiddushin. But Rava Matar is a t'nai. How would Rava explain the ratio? He would explain like this: Hamakadosh achas meisho bita or achas meisho ve'achosa. That if a person marries one out of the two women, meaning he doesn't say which one it is, he gives a pruta, right, to both of these women, doesn't say which one he wants to be mekadosh. Nase kimisha kiddush isho ubita o isho ve'achosa ka achas ve'ena mekadoshes. It's just like you try to be mekadosh both of them at the exact same time, and it doesn't work. And that's the story with five women, and there was including two sisters. And he had his bags together of figs. And he said, I want all of you, including with one of these two sisters, just like and that lines up like the ratio, right? All of them, including one of these two sisters, right, to be mekadosh me with the basket of figs. So that, that's what Chazal said, right, the sisters, right, are not included because, you know, Kiddushin in Roy Labia is in a Megudeshes. Okay. Sorry, just checking one second. Right, and therefore the whole Mishnah, right, kind of backs up Rava's Shita, because if there's any Kiddushin that's not Roy Labia, right, it's not going to work. And the sisters are not Mekudeshes, i.e. the other women who are Roy Labia, right, are Mekudeshes. And that supports Rava's Shita, that the Kiddushin has to be Mesur and Labia, right, otherwise it's going to be Eino Mekudeshes. Okay, Toshma, we're going to bring a bunch of proofs. We're not going to see all of them today. There's more that goes on to Amud Aleph. Let's bring a bunch of proofs, right, to go back and forth to try and figure out, for Abaye against Rava, etc., etc. So the Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Hamakadish is bito stam, if a person is Makadish, his daughter stam. Right, stam, but does not say which daughter it is. If bito stam, he has a bunch of daughters, he says, I'm marrying one of them off to this guy. Eina bogros bechlal, right, hakatanos bechlal. Right, that's, therefore, the bogros, right, the women who are over Bas Mitzvah, which the father does not have the ability to marry off, right? Obviously, he can marry off his daughters, who are Ketana and Anara, but the Bogros, right, that's not included. If the guy, a father says, I gave one of you over for Kiddushin, obviously, he's not talking about his adults or his Bogros, because he can't marry them off. Ketanos, but the Ketanos, they are included, and one of them, right, all of them, therefore, Lamaisa, all of them need a get, right, from this guy, because maybe, right, they were the one who was Mekudash to this guy. The Gemara says, Vamai, Kiddushin Shemesh and Labian, and Uvitu to the Rava. Well, how does that work? Why would we be Choshesh that that's a Kiddushin, right? It's not Mesur and Labia, right? You got three sisters over here, they're all Ketanos, one of them is married to this guy, but he can't be with any of them, because one of them might be Achozisha. She might be the sister of his actual wife, right? Because he might be married to another one. That's against Rava. That is against Rava, who says that it's not good, right? That the Kiddushin Mesir and Labia ain't a Kiddushin, right? Why would we even need a get, right? Rava should say that this is not a Kiddushin whatsoever. So Rava would say, how come I ask you? And the case is, because she ain't Sham El Gadol Ketana. The case is where there's only one Gedola and one Ketana, meaning there are only two sisters. Right, there's a Gedola, who the father has no control over, and a Ketana. And so therefore, right, he's definitely married to the Ketana. He definitely could have beer with her, and therefore she needs a get. So Gemara says, but how Bogros Ketani? What do you mean? The Mishnah says that Bogros is plural. Right, there are many adults. So Gemara says, my Bogros Ba'alma. I mean, it means in general. I mean, it doesn't mean that in this case specifically there was more than one adult daughters. The Gemara says, ah, yachim, I mean, well, then that's true, then obviously. Right, father comes home and said, I married one of you off, and he only has the power to marry one of them off. Obviously, that's the one who he's marrying off. So Gemara says, no. How come I ask you none? The Shavizek Shliach. Now, the case is where the adult, meaning the bogeris, right, the 18-year-old daughter, made the father to a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for her. You might have thought, mekabel kiddushin, and therefore the father really can marry the adult off, the 18-year-old off. And you might have thought, mekabel kiddushin, when the father accepts kiddushin, I didn't deduct to become mekabel. Maybe the father has in mind, right, his bogeris, his 18-year-old. Kamashmal, and therefore he's teaching, the Mishnah teaches us, that a father is not going to just leave alone, right, something that he has benefit from. Meaning, because the father gets to keep the kesef kiddushin for a ketana, for her daughter who's under 12. For a bogeris, he does not get to keep the kiddushin. So therefore, if he's getting a good sum of money for this daughter, right, we assume the father is going to be marrying off the ketana, right, and not the gedola, because then he gets to keep the money. Where says, but what do you mean? Milos kina de amralei kedusha de didach. Maybe we're talking about a case, right? Aren't we talking about a case where the when she made him a shliach, she said, oh no, by the way, you can keep the money. So in both cases, the father keeps the money. So Gemara says, afilu ha'achi. Still, lo shavik inish mitzvah de rami alea, right? Ve'avid mitzvah de lo rami alea. Still, the father's not going to leave alone a mitzvah that is shaykh to him and do something, a mitzvah that is not shaykh to him. What do you mean? Right? Because when a father is able to marry off his daughter, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Esmeros Sechem Tnu La Hashem. Again, very interesting use of the word mitzvah, right? It's not a mitzvah per se, but it's Pasuk in Nach, in Yirmiyahu. Okay, so there is a quote-unquote a mitzvah, or an Inyan, a din, or a remez in Nevi'im, okay, whatever you want to, it's a liberal use of the word mitzvah, it's not one of 613, but if a father has this mitzvah, this ability to marry off his daughter, but he's gonna do that for the ketana, and not necessarily marry off the adult, right, the 18-year-old, the bogeris. Okay, Toshma, let's bring another proof. If you have two groups of daughters, right, from two women. Now, we're going to use numbers here because it gets a little bit confusing. Right, the case is where he married a woman and he had daughters 1 and 2. Then he married another woman and he had daughters 3 and 4. Okay, so 1 and 2 for the first wife, right, they are, that's the order of their age. Yeah, so 1 and 2 and then 3 and 4. And then the guy says, Yomer Kidashti Esbiti Hagdola, I married off my oldest daughter, or my big, not oldest, that's probably the wrong word, my Biti Hagdola, my daughter the old, or the Gdola, the older. So the Gemara says, Inu Dea Im Gdola, so we don't know which one it is though, right? He forgot. Inu Dea Im Gdola Shem Gdolos, right? Could be the oldest, right? Daughter number one. Then Gdola Shebektanos could be the oldest of the second group, i.e. daughter number 3. Right? Im Ktana Shebekdolos, or maybe it was the younger of the older group, meaning daughter number 2. She Gdola Mina Gdola Shebektanos, because she, after all, she's older than girls 3 and 4. So therefore, Kulan Asuros, therefore all of them are Aser, Chutz Miktana Shebektanos, all of them are Aser to marry other people, because maybe they're already married, except for the youngest. There's no way he married off daughter number 4 by saying, I married off my oldest daughter, because obviously she's the youngest, she's the littlest, right? In all situations, that's the Rabbi Meir. Right? So again, now theoretically, it's not Nimser and Labia, right? Because they're all sisters, right? So that you can't have Bia, and we see that we're concerned that there is a Kiddushin over here, right? So that should be, right, against Abaye, rather, who says against Rava, right, that says that the Kiddushin should not be Chal, right, that it has to be Roy Labia. Here, it's not Roy Labia, because you don't know which sister it is, and we see that we still are Asring all three sisters, i.e., therefore the Kiddushin must be Chal. That seems to prove Abaye. So Gemara says, Achmai Eskina, no, the case is, Kishahukru Lasov Nizaru. No, he knew which daughter it was at the time of the Kiddushin, and then, right, he forgot. Right, so the fact that he can't have Bia is not because of the Kiddushin itself, right, was unclear. I mean, at the time of Kiddushin, it was daughter, I don't know, number 2. So therefore, the Kiddushin was good. Right, but now, later, the father, or they got mixed up, and the father forgot, or there's something going on. So it's not our case at all. I mean, it's not our case of Kiddushin's in Mr. and Labia, because it was Mr. and Labia, it was a very clear Kiddushin. Now, later, there's some sort of suffix that's null, so therefore we have a problem. But it's not necessarily our scenario, where the Kiddushin itself was not Musur, Labia was not able to lead to Bia. So the Gemara says, Dekanami, and this makes a lot of sense in the Lashon. Dekatani Ini Yodea, because he says, I don't know. Velo Katani Ini Yodua, that it was not known. Meaning there's a difference between I don't know now as opposed to in Yadua, it was not known at the time of Kiddush. Therefore, Shmamina. So again, that must be the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, but Yehachim the Memra. Well, if that's obvious, right? If you knew who he was marrying, right? So what's what you don't need to tell me this? Meaning that the Kiddush was Chal, right? Again, that if we don't then we don't know subsequently there's some sort of suffix. Okay, so all of them need to get, right? Obviously. So the Gemara says, Lafukim is Rabbi Yossi. That's actually because we have to exclude Rabbi Yossi's Shita. The Amar Lo Machis Inish Nafshe L'Sveika, meaning that a person's not going to make some sort of suffix. The person's not going to say or put himself into some sort of suffix, meaning if he finally comes back and says, oh, I married off my eldest or my older daughter, and that's a suffix. So we assume that the guy is being very specific. Right, and there Rabbi Yossi says, and we assume he's referring to daughter number one, meaning his oldest daughter, and therefore we're saying against that. And we're not saying that. Therefore, we're holding what Rabbi Meir is telling us that no, a person will say something that will create some sort of suffix, and therefore when he says the older daughter, he could be referring to daughters one, two, or three. Tashma, I bring in another proof against Rava and for Abaye. This will be the last one we'll do. So, Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayos Ve'ino Yedea Izo Kiddush. A guy marries one of two sisters but doesn't know which one. Knows in Get Lazu Ve'Get Lazu. He has to give a get to both of them. And again, it's the same Shiloh, right? Clearly the Kiddushin is Chal, even though it's not Masur Labiyah. Right? Kiddushin Shiloh Masur Labiyah. Right? He can't be with either one of them because one of them might be actually his wife's sister. So he can't have beer with either one of them, but he needs a get for both of them. But you see the Kiddushin is Chal, because he needs a get for both of them. So that's like Abaye, who says that Kiddushin in a Masur and Labiyah have a Kiddushin. So it must be, also we answered before that, no, at the time of Kiddushin, he knew which one he was marrying, and then they got mixed up, they were twins, whatever it was, and right, he wasn't sure, there's some sort of suffix as to who it is. And the suffix came later, right, after the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin itself was actually Masura Labia, and therefore it's not our issue. And Deganami, this makes a lot of sense from the Lashon. Again, the Katani Eino Yodea, the Katani Eino Yadua, meaning in the Mishnah says that he doesn't know now, but not that he didn't know then, right, which girl he was marrying. So again, Gemara asks, well, that's true, so why are you telling me this? Who cares? Right, it's obvious. Right, so Seifa is Rechale. So actually, it needed to lead into the Seifa, which is a little bit confusing, but then it's why I'm with this. It says, Mace Velo Ach Echad. Right, if the guy died, right, again, he married one of two daughters, one of two sisters, and then the guy dies, right, and we're not sure which girl he was married to. And now these girls, or one of them really, falls to his brother for Yibum. So he does. What the guy does is he's cholitz to shtehim. He has to be, he do cholitza for both of them. And again, he has two sisters. He's not sure which one is his Yavama and which one is the sister of his Yavama. So he's got to do chalitza to both of them. But he can't do Yibum with either one because it might be the wrong girl. What's the problem with doing Yibum with the wrong girl? There's a din of Achos Zakuka, if you remember from Yavamos, the sister of your Zakuka, of the girl you're waiting to do Yibum with, right? That is Aser to you, that's din de Rabbanan. And there's also an Iser of Achos Chalutzaso. There's an Iser to marry the sister of a girl you did Chalitza with. So let's say the first girl was the girl he was supposed to marry. He does Chalitza. So then her sister is Achos Chalitzaso. If the second girl is the girl who was really married to his brother, so when he does Chalitza with the first girl, that's nothing, but he has to do the Chalitza to the second one, right, because we don't know, because maybe the other girl was the one she was supposed to marry, right? Again, then you would be doing Yibum with Achos Chalutzaso or Achos Zekukaso, right? Again, either way, right, there's a possibility that the other girl was the one you're supposed to marry, and therefore that you're being with the sister, right, of that person. Now, let's say he has two brothers, and then Echad Choletz the Echad Meyabim. One of them does Chalitza, right, and one of them does Yibum. Meaning you can't start with Yibum, because maybe the sister will be Achozukukaso, right? That's the same as I said before, right? That's the same as one brother having a choice between two of the sisters. So you can't start with Yibum, right? But so let's say one brother does Chalitza, yeah, So good. So then the other brother does either Yibum or Chalitza on the other one. Meaning, because if that's his brother's, meaning he can do, let's say, Yibum with the second daughter, sister. Because if that was actually his brother's wife, so fine. And if it wasn't his brother's wife, so then they're totally fine. Meaning, and the Chalitza was gone, meaning that if the other one, if the first sister was his brother's wife, so then the Zika is gone with the Chalitza that the first brother did. Right, and then there's no shaychus, right? Again, there's no shaychus to the other girl. And there's only an isser of achos chalutzaso to that guy who did the chalitza, right, with the first girl. The second brother, right, can be with, can marry, right, achos chalutzaso. Okay. In kidmu v'kansu emotim osam yadam, right, and if they both went ahead and married some, right, if they both brothers married a sister, well, we don't take them out, we don't kick them out of the marriage, even though it was maybe a dindar abanan, like maybe an achos v'kansu, right, we're not going to get rid of the marriage for that, because tachlis is there was some sort of yibum done, right, because somebody did yibum on the right girl, right, so then it's fine. Because the Zika is gone and etc. And then the Gemara just points out that Dafka Mechlitz Vader Yabmi, and that's only if Chalitza started, right? Only if you did Chalitza to the first girl and not Yibum, right, to the first girl. Avivumi Vader Machlitz Lo, because again, as we said before, right, you can't do Yibum first because it could be that that will be the other girl was really your the brother's wife, and therefore you're being with the sister, right, of his. Zakuka, right? So again, so that's in Echinami. So that's meaning that. So that's not a kasha on Rava, and really the Chiddush again. My lememra, right? It was just for this part, right? This whole complicated situation, right? That's why the Mishnah taught that case of the brother, because what do we say? Just to say it before, right? The first part, which we thought was a kasha. Right, just to recap, right, it was the Reisha that said if a guy marries one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one, he has to give him a get. So the Gemara says that's a case where he knew who he was marrying, but then he forgot. So the Gemara says, well, obviously in that case, right, you have to give a get to both of them. So really, because you have to get to the case, really the Mishnah is trying to get to the Seifa, which is this whole complicated Yibum situation. And that's why, right, it wasn't, even though the halacha is obvious, he really wanted to get to the Seifa. Okay, we're going to stop here, even though this continues, and we'll go right to the Halachas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.